7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Getting hot here in Fresno in the Valley, and you got a nice cool story for us about U.S. cold storage this morning. What's going on there?
Right. So they're here in South Fresno in the Malaga area, and they're expanding their footprint here. They have about 500,000 square feet of cold storage currently, and they're building about 200,000 square feet more. It's going to have about 20 truck dock doors. It's going to have, I think, 60,000 pallet positions, and they're going to have rooms capable of going to about minus 20 degrees. So that all kind of sounds like Disneyland with the weather that's coming this week. And so this is costing them about $40 million. And it's a big project. U.S. Cold Storage is the third largest public refrigerator warehouse in the U.S. And this plant is going to be their largest plant in their network, which is probably maybe up to 100 or so. I'm not sure of that number, but it's significant. They have clients including, you know, Foster Farms, Wilona Frozen Foods, Cargill Meat Solutions. It makes sense for their expansion here in the Fresno area with all of our food-related businesses and major businesses that need to keep their food fresh in order to get it out to the people. And a really important thing here is this is going to create about 35 more jobs to the 100 people already working there. So exciting times for U.S. cold storage. And that should be ready by August.
We always like to hear about more jobs coming to Fresno and the Valley. Thanks for keeping us updated on that, Gabe. And now we're going to talk about some good eats downtown, huh? New place opening?
Right. This is exciting. It's Toshiko Ramen and Sushi Bar. It's coming to the old Payless Shoe Source location there on the Fulton Mall, which is now Fulton Street. It's near the famous Renoir statue, the Washerwoman. So they've completely gutted this old Payless, and they've put in, you know, a kitchen and all that. And it's really exciting. The owners of this business are the Stewart family of Lamore, a husband and wife team. So they're looking to open between July and August, and people who live, work, and live downtown are excited. I'm one of them. This is actually going to be the second location for Toshiko. They originally opened in Hanford 10 years ago, so that's pretty significant. You know, they've been around for a while. They're established, so they're excited. They're going to be looking for the crowd from State Center Community College District, which just bought the Guarantee Building. Going to be moving their folks into there too. Across the street, there's people that live in the lofts in the Pacific Southwest building. And this is going to create itself 10 to 15 jobs and another option for eating downtown. Really interesting point is the Chicken Shack is another restaurant that's going to be opening next door to them in Fulton. They're also based in Hanford. So these two Hanford restaurants are kind of betting big on downtown Fresno, specifically Fulton Street. And Chicken Shack should be open the next few weeks, so it should be a good time for eating downtown.
Wow, Gabe, you just got nothing but good news for people who want work and new places to eat downtown. Nice job this morning, man, and that's on a Monday, no less.
Oh, I tried, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gabe. Always good hearing from you, man. Have a good week.